Welcome to Dementia Friendly Todmorden's monthly update. Our monthly cafe called Daisies is, like all our services, run by volunteers and has been for the last 9 years. All have professional or lived experience caring and supporting those that are living with dementia, as well as carers, friends and families. All are welcome at the cafe, including those that might be lonely and just need someone to talk to. We serve a lunch of ham or cheese sandwiches or toasties with cup of soups and tea and coffee with biscuits. We have a different guest singer at every cafe to provide a range of different music for our guests, as we know that music enhances memory recall for those living with the illness. With the donations we receive and through funding streams, dementia assistance equipment are purchased. For example, dementia clocks, radios, stay warm bowls, door alarms, etc., that we donate free of charge to those in need. These items often allow people to live at home more independently. From my last update, and owing to the success at the June Cafe of introducing a quiet activities area for games, including a Big Connect 4, Skittles, big playing cards, dominoes and quizzes, we have now purchased big piece jigsaws and are looking to have some pre-made with local Todmorden landmarks, which will be really good. At our committee meeting recently, we were joined by Steve Clarkson, the Project and Development Officer from the Hippodrome, asking for our advice and guidance around the Hippodrome, given the delivery of their new super cinema screen showing dementia-friendly shows. Community films will be starting on 31st of July. These will be free and will be open to children and families, schools, care homes, etc. A dementia-friendly screening of Half a Sixpence is scheduled for 14th of August at 2 o'clock. Steve was keen to get input from DFT, and several people had input into the discussion. DFT stated that some of our cafe attendees like to dance, and others can be quite vocal at times. This won't be a problem, and Steve asked if we would want the event to be exclusive to those with dementia and their families or carers. The consensus from DFT members was that we would like the event to be open to all, as it's important that those living with dementia are part of our community. We suggested that something could be put on the flyer to highlight that there may be noise or activity during the screening. Steve will provide some flyers for the August Cafe. There was good news on the wheelchair use front in that the Hippodrome can accommodate an unlimited number of wheelchairs. Steve said it would be helpful to have a rough idea of numbers beforehand, as they need to remove seats in the auditorium. DFT plan to support the launch of the dementia-friendly screenings on the 14th of August and will in the future look at funding some screenings. The next cafe is on August the 3rd, and you are all more than welcome to attend as always. That's it for now. Kind regards, Neil Taylor, Chair of Dementia Friendly Todmorden.